right now, from my limited knowledge, I'm going to be very honest about it. I mean, I just read articles, I listen to a couple of podcasts, but it seems that there's a big sort of disconnect between universities and, if you want to call it, quote unquote, the real world, because the real world being jobs or society at large. But is that true? Because you hear a narrative going on with students on campus, and then when they come out, it's like, and I don't, it's not nice, but it's almost like a them versus us when you hear it from people outside universities. Is that something that's you know, a false observation, or is that happening in your experience?
You know, I think a lot of things are, you know, happening in terms of kind of the university as a microcosm. You know, in one sense, it used to be that the universities would lead kind of the world in research, innovation, new thinking, new ideas, and students who would go became kind of privy to being the leaders of the future, because that's where the forward thinking was taking place. I mean, it's just by nature the fact that you're literally paying faculty to do research and to think about the future. And I think, you know, it's become a little bit more divisive lately. It's very interesting to see that, you know, it didn't used to be that higher education was so divisive. It was something that everybody, every political ideology, people thought was a good thing to have, whether you did, you went or you didn't. They thought it was a good idea for society. In the last, you know, probably 10 years, we've been getting a lot more pushback. I know, particularly in the United States, but in some other countries too, where it's this idea of like, wait a minute, why are we paying, you know, the government? Why are we the people paying for other people to get educated and get good jobs? Why, what is the real value of this? And now there's this, you know, there's a movement on, you know, this idea that there's an indoctrination that happens in higher education, and people are coming out with these, you know, very diverse perspectives of attitudes of inclusion that are just not going to be okay or acceptable in the society that we want to create. And that is becoming a really interesting phenomenon to watch.